We're on the bottom of Chavav and Aleph. Chamisha Dvarim Iru Savosena B'Shivasra B'Tamuz. Five things happen in history on Shivasra B'Tamuz, B'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and five on Tisha B'Av. B'Shivasra B'Tamuz Nishtabru HaLuchos. The Luchos were broken on Shivasra B'Tamuz. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. Rashi says, B'Gmara Mefarish, how it worked out, Shivasra B'Tamuz. Ubutul Hatomid, Rashi, Lefisha Gozra, Hamalchus, Gzeru, Lahakrivot. Rashi is mashma that this happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. That on Shivasra B'Tamuz, they were Mavatul Hatomid. The Rambam learns that it happened in the first Beis HaMikdash. That on Shivasra B'Tamuz, the Tomid was bottled, even though in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Yerushalayim, the walls were breached on the ninth of Tammuz, but they weren't Mavatul Hatomid until the 17th. The Hufka Ir, on Shivasra B'Tamuz, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Sorav Apustamis is a Torah. Rashi says, Apustamis was a Tsar of the Greeks, and he burnt either the Torah that Ezra wrote, which was the Torah they used to write all the other Sifrei Torah from, as the authoritative Torah, or Sorav Satorah means any Torah he could get his hands on, he burnt, and he tried to destroy Torah from Klal Yisrael. So that's Sorav Apustamis Satorah, that was in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Hamid Selim Behecho, so the Gemara has a Shail Nirushalmi, whether it's the Hamid or the Huamad. Rashi has the Gears of the Huamad Selim Behecho. Shemido Menashe, can refers to Targum Yerushalmi, the Parshas Hashemayim Kisi. That this is going back to the first Beis HaMikdash. The Menashe put it Selim in the Heichol, and the Rambam learns the Hamid Selim Beheichol is going back in Apustamis. Apustamis was Sorif the Torah, and he also put it Selim in the Heichol, and that was in the second Beis HaMikdash. B'Tisha B'Av Nigzra Avoseinu Shalei Konsul Oretz. Tisha B'Av was the day the Meraglim came back, and the Gzeirah was that they shouldn't go into Eretz Israel until after 40 years. The Chorav HaBayis B'Rishon of the Shniyah, the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The Nilka de Beitar. Beitar was the last stronghold of Bar Kokhba, and that was conquered by the Romans on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Gittin gives the Maisa how it happened. The Nechrisho Ha'ir, and the city was, Yerushalayim was plowed over after the Chorban, that there shouldn't be any vestige of remembrance of the city. Some have the Girsa, not the Girsa, some say the Nechrashoir doesn't mean the whole city was plowed over, but only the Heichel. The Heichel was plowed over. And the Rambam says the Heichel and all around it, surrounding it, means that a good portion of the city. Okay, Rashi. Alav Oseinu, Dor HaMidbar. The Gzeru was given on the Dor HaMidbar, Mira Ish Banoshim Ho'el, Ador HaRa, Zes Ha'aretz. Beitar Ir Gedola, V'ho Yisrael Dorimba, Meseches Gittin, Perek HaNizokin. The story of Beitar is told over in Gittin. Asaka Deris Bechore Beitar. One of there says, because in Beitar, they were what's it called, they used to have the minig to plant trees. When a boy was born, a girl was born, and they would make the chuppah from those trees. And when the Romans came, so they wanted to take down a tree to fix one of their wagons, and they tried to stop them, and from that came a revolt, and that's how Beitar was destroyed. It's one shot. The Gemara says other reasons over there. Okay. Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. Once the month of Av comes in, you're Memayit Besimcha. The Gemara later on discovers what it means. Shavu Shechol Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha. The week that Tisha B'Av falls, Osim L'Sapim L'Chades. You're not allowed to take a haircut or wash clothing. V'Chamishi Mutar Mnikovet Hashabbos. But if Tisha B'Av is on Friday, so then on Thursday you're still allowed to wash and to wash clothes because you're covered on Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to eat two different cooked things. Lo yochal basar, lo yishteyam. You can't eat meat or drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer yishanin. Rav Shimon Gamliel says yishanin, and the Gemara will discuss what that means. You should make some kind of change. Rav Yehuda mechay b'kliyas hamita. Lo hodu lo chachomim. Rav Yehuda holds that you have to turn over your bed like an oval, and the chachomim held that on Tisha B'Av you don't have to turn over your bed. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel lo hayu yom mitov nisrok chamishaser ba'ovik kiyum kippurim. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that there were no greater yomim tovim than chamishaser ba'ov and Yom Kippur. Shebehem benos Yerushalayim yotzeis b'kli lavan sheulim. On both of them, benos Yerushalayim used to go out in white clothing that were borrowed. Shelo levayis shmisha einlo, not to embarrass someone who didn't have their own. This way, everybody was wearing borrowed clothing. Kol hakelim tunim tvila. Everyone needed to be tovil, because you didn't know who used that, who used the beged before. Ubenos Yerushalayim yotzos lecholos b'krom, used to go out and dance in the vineyards. Some say this was not on Yom Kippur itself, but Motzoi Yom Kippur. Just like they made a Yontif Motzoi Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol, they made this Yontif also Motzoi Yom Kippur. Umayu Omros, what did they say? Bochur Sonoi Nechor Eima Tabor Elecha. They would make Shaduchim then. And they would say, look what you're picking. Al Tite Nechor Benoi, don't look for beauty. Tite Nechor Mishbocha, look for Yichus. Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi Ishe Yeras Hashem Yitisahu. And the Gemara will discuss what all these psukim, what each one means. Rashi says Matan Torah means when the Torah was finally given on Yom Kippur. And some say that refers to Tu B'Av, where the things that happened to Ba'av, many of them had to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and others say that Binyan Beis HaMikdash also is Yom Kippur, because they dedicated the first Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Rashi. Shabbat Shechol Tisha B'Av Shavua, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, B'chamishi Mutarim, Chol Tisha B'Av Be'erev Shabbos, that Tisha B'Av fell on Friday, which you can't, not according to our calendar, but if it fell on Friday, Mutarim, Lechabesh b'chamishi, you're allowed to wash clothes on Thursday, Erev Tisha B'Av. Shchol Tisha B'Av, b'dalet b'shabes, lo itztorich l'misnei d'mutarim. If Tisha B'Av fell on Wednesday, and Thursday is the day after Tisha B'Av, you don't need the Mishnah to tell me you're allowed to wash and wash clothing. Can I read a b'gmara, lo shon elefonav? This whole halacha that's osur is only before Tisha B'Av, not after Tisha B'Av. Shnev tafshilim, basar v'dagib, either meat and fish, or basar u'beitzim sh'olav, or meat with eggs on it, or dagu beitz shalav, or fish and eggs on it, that's two different cooked things. That's called shnei tavshilim. Yishana b'gmar mefarish, I'll explain what Rabbi Yehuda said yishana means. Okay. Kfiyas hamita al poneha. An oval had to turn his bed over. We don't have beds like that anymore, so we don't have this minig. But the halacha was, by an oval, that he had turned the bed over. V'lo yishan aleho. She'ulim, she'kulan sho'al ozu mizu. They borrowed the clothing one from the other. Afilo ashiros, k'dei sholi vayish. No one should be embarrassed that they didn't have this white clothing. So everybody borrowed from everybody else. Tun in tefila, kolim shil b'shum, fisha'in kol achas b'kia b'chaver, t'shem enido haisa. And she's an amha'oritz, and she wasn't tovel the begadim. So everybody was tovel the begadim before they wore them. They were Zohir then in Tahara. They always remained in order. They shouldn't touch things that were Kodesh or whatever. The Cholos, Kamo Lachuv and Macholos. They went to dance. But Melech Shlomo, but Melech HaShalom Shalom. Shlomo here refers to the Rabbanu Shalom. Imo Knesset Yisrael, Zem Matan Torah, Yom HaKippurim, Shenitnu Boluchu Sachronos. Yom Matan Torah means Yom Kippur. Okay. B'shlosha Proki Bashada, Kohanim Nosim Eskapehem. It says three times a year, the Kohanim were nosei kapayim four times a day. So it says, Taniyusum amodos mi'ika musaf. Is there a musaf on a tainus or a maimed? Right, four times a day includes musaf. It's mashma, all three times, there were four times during the day. Where it says, Chsurei mechsur v'hachik tani. Shlosha prakim Kohanim nosim eskapayim. There are three times a year that the Kohanim are nosei kapayim, calls mancha mispalim, all the time that you daven. The yesh mayim, and some of them have arba pamim biyom, shachris musa mincha ne'ilah, and that's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has four times. But the taniyos and mamados don't have four times. They only have, some of them have three times, some of them only two times. The Rambam holds, though, that on every kindness, the taniyos that were the major taniyos sibur, the seven last ones, they did daven an extra tefillah called musaf. They didn't daven what we call musaf, but they daven an extra tefillah. And he's not goris taniyos u mamados, but mamados miika musaf. But taniyos had a musaf. Okay. The eluhein shlosha prakim, these are the three prakim that kohanim are nosei kapehem, taniyos u mamados v'yom ha-kippurim. And of them, some have four times, which is Yom Kippur. Omrav Nachman, Omrav Varvua, Zudiv Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir says, that they duchen all four times. Avachachomim omrim shachris u musaf yesh ben nesiyas kapayim, mincha v'ne'ilein ben nesiyas kapayim. But the Chachomim hold that there's no duchening by mincha or ne'ila. Man Chachomim, who are the Chachomim? Reb Yehuda. Titania, shachris u musaf u mincha, mincha ne'ila, kulon yesh ben nesiyas kapayim, div Reb Meir. As the Brisa says, that the Reb Meir holds that the Kohanim duchen all four tefillas. Reb Yehuda omer shachris and musaf yesh ben nesiyas kapayim, mincha ne'ila ein ben nesiyas kapayim. And Reb Yehuda holds only shachris and musaf, but not mincha ne'ila. Reb Yossi omer ne'ila yesh ben nesiyas kapayim, mincha ein ben nesiyas kapayim. And Reb Yossi has a third shita that only mincha not, but ne'ila also yesh shachris, and Musaf, and Ne'ilah, but not Mincha. But Micah Miflagate, Reb Meir Sover called Yom HaTaim Milo Parsi Kohanim Yodai B'Minchasa. Reb Meir holds that on a regular day, Kohanim don't duchen at Mincha. Why? Mishum Shikras, because they can eat, and we're afraid they'll get drunk. It's a time ready for eating, and they'll get drunk. From here they bring a raya that you're not allowed to eat before Musaf. Because if you're allowed to eat before Musaf, there'll be a chance of getting drunk by Musaf too. So even though you're allowed to taste something before Musaf, it's after davening, but you're not allowed to eat a meal before Musaf. So, but by Mincha, you can eat before Mincha. So we're afraid people get drunk, and the Kohen who's drunk, we'll see, can't duchen. But on a tainis, or a maimid, when there is a tainis, right, there is no eating. So there's no reason not to duchen by Mincha. That's what a mayor holds. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, but from here it's Mashma, the Reb Meir, the Farish holds that when they do eat, like the Mamados, the 2 days in the week when they did eat, Sunday and Friday, then they don't duchen in Mincha, even according to Reb Meir. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shachris and Musaf, the Chol Yom, lo Shriya Shikris, lo Gozer Barabonet. Mincha Ne'ila, the Chol Yom, Shriya Shikris, Gozer Barabonet. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. That since there are days when mincha, you don't duchen because of shikrus, they were gozer even on a tainis not to duchen mincha either. Or neil. Rabbi Yossi sovra mincha disa b'chol yom gozer b'rabbanan. Mincha, which is similar to every day, so they were gozer not to duchen on mincha the tainis for fear that you'd come to duchen mincha during the week, and during mincha during the week when you can eat, you're what's it called, you may come to shikrus. Ne'ila, the less of the Chol Yomah, but Ne'ila, which is something that's not every day, an everyday occurrence, only a special occurrence, lo gozer b'rabbanan, there the rabbanan weren't gozer, that you shouldn't duchen Ne'ila time. So those are the three shitas. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, halacha k'Reb Meir. So Yehuda said the name of Rav, halacha say k'Reb Meir, that you duchen all the tefillas. Rav Yochanan Omer, no haguam k'Reb Meir. Rav Yochanan said the minig was k'Reb Meir. The Rava Amar Minig K'Reb Meir. And the Rava said the Minig was like Reb Meir. Rav Yochanan said the people were knowing like Reb Meir. And Rava says the Minig is like Reb Meir. Manda Amar Halacha K'Reb Meir Darshin and Labapirka. The one who says the Halacha is like Reb Meir, so we teach it publicly that this is the Halacha, the Yuduchen by Mincha. Manda Amar Minig Midrash Lo Darshin, we don't teach it publicly. Oruye Morina, but if somebody comes to ask, should I Duchen Mincha or not, we tell him yes to Duchen. Manda Omer Noagu, and the one who says that the people were Noheg, Oru Yilomer, we don't tell them to duchen. We tell them that you don't duchen Mincha. The Ovid, Ovid, below Mahadrinam lay. But if the Kohanim got up, we don't make them go down, and what's it called? We let them dochen, b'di'evit. For Rav Nachman, that's the how Rav paskins. For Rav Nachman, Omar Alochik Rav Yossi. Rav Nachman said the Alochas are Rav Yossi, the Halochik Rav Yossi, and that is Taka the Halocha, that you dochen ne'ila, but not mincha. The Oedna, my time in Parshi Kohani Yodai, but minchas is Tanisha Taka. Today, the Kohanim do duchen by mincha, if the halacha is not like that. Where it says, Kivin the besomach l'shkiyas hachamako parshi, kitfilas nila damya. Right? That since they daven mincha late, close to shkiyah, and that means any time after mincha ketana, then they duchen because it looks like ne'ilah. Therefore, Tosa says that on Yom Kippur, when there is ne'ilah, it can't look like ne'ilah because there is a ne'ilah. So on Yom Kippur, even if they, what's it called, they don't duchen at mincha because they daven mincha earlier. And they duchen though at ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, but not mincha and ne'ilah. And the Rambam holds that on Yom Kippur, the minig is to duchen mincha and ne'ilah. Morris says, okay, so that's, let's see the Rashi till here. Calls mancha mispalim, the hainu shachris of mincha ne'ilah. Yeshmen arba pa'amim biyom, Yom HaKippurim sheshem osa. And some of these three times have four times davening, which is Yom Kippur. Kol yom my time elo parshi kahana yodai v'mincha, the chol yom shchicha be'shiklus. Every day when you can eat, we're afraid you'll get drunk by mincha. Shikvar soad, you already ate. Zimnin the mashcha sudase u'mishtaker. U'poris yodai and the duchen drunk. V'havei chamrei. The kohen shosu yayin osu lisos kapav. Shenemer yain the sheikhur al teish bevoachem unesias kapayim me'ein avoda kivul kamon. Later on we'll see that unesias kapayim is compared to avoda, and a kohen who's oved is not allowed to drink wine. So therefore, okay, we'll get to this, so you will see how much wine you're not allowed to drink. Hoi idna betanios in our mothers, but on tainus and maimed where people didn't eat, lo shricha shechrus. Here he can't get drunk because he can't eat. My mothers know me, misanin kivul kamon. By a maimed also they fasted. Dazrin and Tainus are to Sharyomim. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're Gozer. The time when it's not Shayach Shikras, that maybe you'll come to Duchen when you could eat, and that's awesome. Ne'ila the lesser b'chol yoma, but Ne'ila, which isn't a regular occurrence, Ela b'yoma Tainus, it only comes at a Tainus, they didn't make a Gzera, Ne'ila atu Mincha. Didarshinam apirka halachic remeir. If you hold the halachas like remeir, then you teach it publicly. The boinin, the lekum kavosei alma. Right? We want everybody to do that. Oruye orinon kremeir I osi lekamon avol apirka lo darshinam lo pshita le kulei hai that to have the halachic remeir. If you say minik remeir, it means we're not sure the halachas like remeir. We don't teach it publicly. But if somebody comes to ask a shaila, we tell him you can do it. Man yomer noagu mashma hey noagu me alehen aval eno ikr uminig mashma toris minig yesh bedover uminig kosher. Minig means that's the proper thing to do, but we're not sure that that's the halacha, so we don't teach it publicly, but we pass them like that. Noagu means we bechlau never passed them like that, but people did it, so b'di'evid we allow it to be. Rav Nachman over halacha k'Rav Yossi v'halacha k'Rav Yossi. The Gemara paskins halachas Rav Yossi, umahadir stamu moki lo halachas Rav Yossi. Vahochi kaparech va'ano heitas if halachas Rav Yossi that you duchen by ne'ila but not by mincha. Why do we duchen on a tainus by mincha? Given the samach l'shkiyah sachama shema achrin ad shkiyah sachama umispal in kol shoa ve'enon holchin lebeis haknesses misheishos umnechtzel amala kamo shahoyu olsin la'olsin hayomim. Right? Duchen, they daven up till Shkia. So the Maisa, what's it called? They daven late. It looks like Ne'ila. Kitfilas Ne'ila Damya. The Hashalek LaMigzer Mishum Mincha the Chol Yoma, because every day Mincha they daven earlier. So it doesn't look like Mincha, so there's no reason to make a Gzera Mincha when they're fasting to Mincha when they could get drunk. The Mincha Sokahai, less of the Chol Yoma. This kind of Mincha is not usual every day. Okay? Where it says, "Dekulei alma mia shikur osur b'nesias kapayim." According to everybody, a shikur is not allowed to duch. The only question is, if we make a gzeira, we don't make a gzeira. Minoni mili. How do you know that a shikur is not allowed to duch? Om Rav Yishuv ben Levi, mishum bar kapara, Lama nismach of Parshas Kohen Mevorech of Parshas Nazir? Why is the Birkas Kohanim right after Nazir? Lomar ma Nazir asur b'yayin, af Kohen Mevorech asur b'yayin. Just like a Nazir is asur b'yayin, a Kohen Duchenin is also asur b'yayin. Maskif lei avuad Reb Zera. So Reb Zera's father said, v'amri la ushio bar zavda, ima Nazir asur b'chartzen, af Kohen Mevorech asur b'chartzen. That's the case. A Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes. So a Kohen, if he gets duchen, shouldn't be allowed to eat grapes first. No, we don't learn it from Nazir. We learn it from the fact that the Torah says, L'shorso u'levorich b'shmo, in describing the function of a Kohen. L'shorso u'levorich b'shmo. The Moshe chose him, L'shorso was avoda. L'vorich b'shmo is Nesias Kapayim. Ma m'shoris mutter b'chartzon, Afkoin mevorich mutter b'chartzon. So, till now we're learning it still from what's it called, from Nazir, but we're excluding Chartzen, because just like a Kohen Oved is allowed to eat grapes, so a Kohen Mevorech is also allowed to eat grapes. Let's do the continuation tomorrow with the Surashi. Shikr Mio Osir Ben Sias Kapayim, the Filur of Meir, Lo Ka'omer Elam Yishum Do'in Olav Shikrasim. We don't make a Gzera, but on a regular day, right, because we're afraid of Shikras, you don't duch it, right? So a Kohen who's shikr is not allowed to duch it. He drank wine. Parshas Kohen Mevorech, Kosevorech who's Bnei Yisrael, Omer Lohem, comes right after the Parsha of Nazir. Ma Mishores, Oved Avoda, Delo Mitzor, Elishtu Yayayin, Mamish, Dechziv Yayin, Meshecher, Alteish, Achartz and Mutter. So we learn from the Sharso, Levorech Vishmo, according to the Gemara now, we'll see the Gemara later on, has Charata from that, we learn that Kohen is a mutter to eat grapes, and we learn the Isra of Yayin from the fact that Birkas Kohanim is right next to the Parsha of Nasir.